This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Seek a lockout crisis, the communication lesson. When your product speaks before you do. What happened? Zeekr, a Chinese electric vehicle brand, built an anti-smuggling lockout system into one of its SUVs. When a customer drove the vehicle outside China, the system activated and locked them out for 30 hours. The car worked exactly as engineered. The customer was stranded. Zeekr has since issued a public apology, but the damage to trust was already done the moment the door refused to open. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: your product makes a promise before your mouth does. The moment a customer hands over money, they believe you. Every feature, every system, every line of code in that vehicle is a statement from your company. Zeekr did not have a PR crisis because their apology was late or poorly worded. They had a crisis because their product communicated something their marketing never would have dared to say. We trust our engineers more than we trust you. The apology came after the fact, which means it was already playing defense. Reactive communication is always weaker than proactive communication. Full stop. When you are apologizing, you are by definition letting someone else set the terms of the conversation. Zeekr handed the narrative to every journalist, competitor, and angry comment section the moment that door locked shut. What should they have done? Before that vehicle ever crossed a border, there needed to be a clear, plain language disclosure in the owner materials. This vehicle includes a geo-restriction system. Here is what triggers it. Here is how to resolve it. Here is who to call. One paragraph. That is not legal boilerplate. That is respect. And respect is the foundation of trust in any relationship, including the one between a brand and a buyer. The apology itself, while necessary, committed the classic error of focusing on the company's intentions rather than the customer's experience. We meant well is not an apology. An apology that works says three things in order: here is what happened, here is why it was wrong, here is what changes now. Not here is why our engineers had good reasons. Zeekr needed to put the customer at the center of every sentence in that statement. The broader lesson for anyone who communicates professionally: silence before a problem becomes public is not neutral. It is active. It shapes what people assume. Zeekr's silence about this feature, before it ever became news, told customers nothing was worth disclosing. Then the product disclosed it for them, loudly. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on preemptive disclosure gives you a framework for identifying the uncomfortable truths your audience will eventually discover and for choosing to deliver them yourself, on your terms, before they become a story someone else tells. That choice, to speak first or wait and react, is where most communication failures are born. The takeaway. Before you launch any product, policy, or major change that affects your audience, write one sentence that finishes this prompt. The worst way a customer could experience this is if you cannot answer that sentence. You're not ready to communicate about it. Zeekr never wrote that sentence, or if they did, nobody acted on it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.